historically, black bears were considered a pretty docile species, at least with regard to people, easily frightened away, and bear attacks on humans is pretty rare. Although they're very few, they have been increasing, and a large part of that is that humans are just encroaching into every area that bears are. If you live in bear country, put your garbage up, put your pet food up, don't leave it outside. These bears that learn to associate humans with food creates a situation that's not good for anyone, especially for the bear, and it teaches that bear that it doesn't have to rely on nature to survive.
Oddly, you may live in bear country all of your life and never see a bear. And that's simply because bears have no interest in humans. Everything they need, nature provides. Part of being bear aware is knowing that most time when people and bears cross paths, it's over a free meal.
They're an opportunistic feeder. They're going to go for whatever's the most abundant and what's easiest.
Make sure you aren't the source of whatever is most abundant.
They're pretty elusive animals as well. They tend to keep their distance from humans. Typically, aggressive behavior by black bears is the result of humans becoming too close, whether it be to them, a food source, or in particular, females with cubs. Mothers are very protective, and it can be a very dangerous situation if you get extremely close to or between a mother and her cubs.
Bear experts will tell us that most bear attacks and close calls with bears could have been prevented. Bears can be called ferocious beasts, but in many ways they have the image of being adorable and fun-loving. Have cartoons given us a false impression? The answer is yes. To learn more about bears in our everyday life and laughs, press the pound key now on your Animal Tracks wand.